Now we can move to item six, if you may, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Chair Wolf. So Dr. Wolf mentioned that we had a call with our State Water Board liaison, DDD Adamo. DD will not be attending this meeting. She and several other board members are consumed right now. Their schedule is consumed by water fix and backlog water rights orders. So her availability to get out of town to travel to the regions is very limited right now. So in lieu of having her here, we've taken to having regular calls with her and downloading information from her, uploading information to her from our region. And so what I'm going to provide now is a summary of that call. The first item that we discussed was the Eastern San Joaquin order that has already been mentioned. At the time, she said, I anticipate we will be adopting a revised order on February 7th. I received a text last night from Chris Rose, who attended the hearing, and they, in fact, did adopt a new Eastern San Joaquin agricultural order for that coalition area. It has precedential elements. We can, because it was adopted last night, we haven't had an opportunity really to understand how it might have changed from the last version, because some changes were incorporated during the meeting or the order was altered during the meeting, and we haven't had an opportunity to assess that yet. But that has precedential elements that will affect us. Ms. D'Adamo let Chair Wolf and I know that she had spent a day in January meeting with growers in King City. I think she's trying to make an effort to get out and see beyond Region 5 what agriculture looks like. And we being a significant ag region, she feels, as the ag representative on the State Water Board, she feels a responsibility to understand what's going on in this region and other regions. She indicated it was a good meeting. Some items that she indicated the state board was working on or saw in their near-term time horizon included a plan to adopt permanent water conservation regulations at the late February State Water Board meeting. She indicated that the statewide winery general order, which we have talked about most recently, I think, at the Santa Barbara meeting in September, she anticipated a draft coming out in 2 to 4 months, so it sounds like maybe at the soonest. Indications are April. I think it's likely actually later than that. I think it's probably closer to June. Part of the reason there is we're hoping that they have stakeholder meetings in our region, and we would like those to happen before they put a draft out so that our region's wineries could potentially influence that draft order. And we've made that request to State Board, too. Ms. D'Adamo indicated that the development and adoption of bacteria standards that were scheduled actually for this week have been postponed, and there is significant work yet to be done associated with that. Those are bacteria standards for ocean and inland surface waters. Also, as I mentioned, she reiterated that the State Water Board members are really focused on the water fix. Given that this is the sort of wind down of the current administration, this is a real goal. And then Delta Diversion water rights, dealing with the backlog of water rights orders. And that's all I have from Dr. Wolf. Did you have anything additional you wanted?
Yeah, the topic of California fires was brought up also in at the last State of the Union speech from our governor. The impact of California fire was highlighted in terms of some of the consequences, the preventions, the mitigations associated with it. This was also confirmed with a chair call with Vice State Board Vice Chair, Mr. Moore. In light of the Santa Rosa fire and also the fires which took place in both counties, Santa Barbara and Ventura County being historical in California, and then the subsequent impact of erosion. So there is actually a subcommittee that has been formed to address emergency response. And I know Mr. Robertson has been pretty active in that area amongst the various regions to develop protocols. So that was another area that was part of the conversation we had. And in fact, that particular topic is going to be discussed at the annual chairs meeting as well, which is going to be held in Sacramento.
Thank you for raising that. We in our call with our liaison, we uploaded quite a bit of information regarding the Thomas fire and then the subsequent debris flow in Montecito. And I also want to acknowledge that at the time of WQCC, the Thomas fire had not happened, but there was a significant item associated with the Santa Rosa fire at that point in time. And our relative readiness as agencies to respond to both the regional effect of the fire, but also the sort of human effect. If an office were to burn down, how do we respond? Or one of our offices is threatened or incapacitated, how do we respond as an agency and continue to function as an agency? So a kind of a two-level preparedness effort that is mentioned in the EO report, associated with the Montecito item in the EO report, and we can discuss that a little bit further tomorrow when we get to that.
Okay, thank you very much. So that concludes our update from our liaison.